Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
17 minutes past 6 on SENSA. We're powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. We are in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. This is unbelievable, Mark Bickley. What I've noticed this week more than ever, you've been stopped by so many people this week. We had a guy come into Studio Lumo for you to sign a Crows Guernsey.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday or the day before, we were walking up King William and someone stopped you and said, "Now, I'm not, please tell me if I'm putting mayo on this. Mark, what a strange coincidence. Last night I was watching the 97 grand final. Can I have a photo?" That happened. Mm-hmm. And then you just had a photo outside Studio Lumo then. I mean, I'm surprised that you could fit back in the door in here because your head is just inflated.
No, don't be like that, because what happened when we went out there? What did the gentleman say, the young man?
He said, "I can't believe I'm meeting Mark Bickley and Peter Garrett."
He said, "Jared, jump in the photo as well, please."
He felt bad.
He did, because you were sort of hanging around like a smelly sort of, you know what, trying to get involved. And he said, "Oh, what's your name?" "Oh, yeah, you can come in."
He's like, "Mick Martin, that's unbelievable. I love you." What's going on in sport at the moment, please, Bix?
All right, let's start with tennis. Alex Diminor has earned a triumph he will never forget by beating the king of clay, Rafael Nadal, on what may well be the great man's final appearance on his own court at the Barcelona Open. Diminor was rapid, ruthless and relentless in his 7-5, 6-1 win.
Well played, Alex Diminor. And if it is to be, farewell Rafa Nadal and goodbye Barcelona. Everyone will remember the man who's won 12 titles here.
And just confirming, the AFL won't appeal the tribunal's decision to downgrade Charlie Cameron's rough conduct suspension to a fine, despite considering a one-match ban the appropriate sanction. Chief Executive Andrew Dillon said on Wednesday the league considered the one-game ban the correct sanction, but wouldn't challenge the tribunal's ruling, which is a bit of a strange one for me.
Very strange. We can talk about that a little bit more later on in detail. Champions League, Mark Bickley, 2 matches this morning. Both games are about to wrap up. Well, one of them is, because it's Bayern and Arsenal and Man City and Real Madrid. So in the 91st minute, Bayern Munich is leading Arsenal 1-0. So they are 3-2 ahead on aggregate. Let's have a listen to one of the goals scored, which is basically the only one in the game. And, I mean, Adelaide United's very own Nestori Iraola would be very happy with that. Josh Kimmich.
Leroy Sané. Pushed away by David Raya. Danger is still there. This is Guerrero. And the free header! It was collected by Guerrero. He had time to look up. What a super ball. Martinelli's lost Kimmich.
And in the other game, Man City and Real Madrid are currently 1-1 in the 92nd minute.
What's that
mean? That's aggregate. Still, they are level. So it will go into extra time if a goal is not scored. Kevin De Bruyne scored in the 76th minute for Man City. And for Real Madrid, it was Rodrigo in the 12th minute.
Bellingham collects, forced backwards briefly. Valverde. Here's Vinicius Junior, and he squeezed it across, and Edison has kept out the first, but not the second. Trying to burst past Valverde, came up Rudiger, and De Bruyne scores!
So that is 1-1 at the moment, and what that means is that both winners will play one another in the semi-finals, Bix.
So that's going to be quite pointy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, 92nd minute at the moment. Bayern is still leading and it's 1-1 in the other game. We'll keep you up to date with that. Just quickly, the text line. Don't miss any of the footy with UPark, which is 0427154166. We're talking about the salary of the WNBA with Caitlin Clark getting, well, less than $80,000 for a first season. A text saying that the NBA and WNBA are poles apart from revenue and popularity. I think that's obvious.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be like that.
Well, we're not talking parity, but when Wembanyama is getting $12 million,
yep,
and Caitlin Clark is getting $76,000, that's a huge disparity.
It is 6:22. We are here thanks to Tyre Power. The power up sale is now on. We're going for 19 degrees today.